Blog Talk Radio. Talk about it, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, And you know how we start this broadcast off. We start this broadcast off with prayer. So I'm trusting that while the music was playing, you was getting in your set place, you got your prayer list, that we are ready to go before the throne because we are our brothers and sisters keepers. And if you have not gotten started a prayer list, you should start one and begin to pray for others other than yourself. There's so much things that we can pray for that we cannot say that we do not know how to pray or we don't have anyone to pray for, okay? We are our brothers and sisters keepers, amen? So let's go before the throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and all those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, all honor, glory, and praise belong to you this day, Lord. For Father, you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we hold before you, Lord Father, prayer lists, Lord Father, as you see them raised before you this day, O God, and Father God, hands being laid upon them. Father God, you know each and every person name by name, O God, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father God, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, O God. Father, we're thanking you and glorifying you, O God. For Father, you hear and you answer prayers, Lord Father. So Father, we thank you for every prayer request, Lord Father, and every praise report, Lord Father. For Father, we know it was nobody but you, O God. Heavenly Father, I hold before you, Lord, every watchman, intercessor, prayer warrior, Lord Father, leader, Lord Father, that are standing in the gap, O God, for others this day, Lord. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. Father, I ask you to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them, O God. Father, I ask you to keep that hedge of protection round about them this day, O God, and no weapons that is formed against them, O God, shall prosper. Father, we're just saying thank you, O God. Thank you for being merciful. Thank you, O God, for being a God of many chances, Lord Father. Thank you, O God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering prayers this day, Lord Father. Thank you for this day, O God. For Father God, knowing that no day is promised to us, O God, but each and every day is a gift, Lord. Father, so many, O God, want the gift but don't want the giver, Lord. Father God, have mercy this day, O God, upon them, Lord. Father God, that they may not die and go to a Christless grave this day, Lord. But Father God, they repent this day, Lord, Father. And Father God, accept you into their life as their personal Lord and Savior this day, O Lord. Father, we're just saying thank you. We thank you, O God, for this broadcast, Lord, Father. Father God, that the word is going out, Lord, Father God, touching other nations, Lord, Father, the islands this day, Lord, Father. Father, we take the airways not for granted, Lord, Father. Father God, we take not the word, O God, for granted, Lord. Father, we're thanking you for each and every man and woman of God, Lord, Father, that finding not robbing to come forth this day, Lord, Father, bringing forth the word, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for using them, O God. Father, we're saying thank you. We thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Melba Williams this day, Lord. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, you know what she's dealing with, oh God. And Father, we ask you, oh God, to show up and show out, Lord, Father God, in her life this day. Father God, touch her children this day, oh God. Father, we ask you, oh God, for mercy, Lord, Father. Mercy this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Maddie, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, we ask you, oh God, to intervene on her situation this day, oh Lord. Father, we know, Lord, Father, you're the only one, Lord, Father God, can do it, Lord, Father. And Father, you say you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. So Father, you said we have not because we ask not. So Father, we're asking this day, Lord, Father, for your will be done in her life this day, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we hold before you Karen, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we ask that you continue to keep the hedge of protection round about her, Lord, Father. See the blood covering, Lord, Father God, the doorposts of her home this day, oh God. Father God, we continue to speak favor, oh God, upon the job this day, Lord, Father. Father, we're just saying thank you for moving on her behalf this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jaden H., Lord, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father, we're thanking you for showing up and showing out, Lord, Father. Touch him, Lord, Father God, as he is in school this day, Lord, Father. Father, you know what he's in need of, Lord, Father, the help, Lord, Father God, that he's in need of this day, Lord, Father. We're thanking you and glorifying you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. For, Father, we know that nothing, Lord, Father, is too big or too small, Lord, Father, that you cannot handle, Lord. And, Father, for that, we say thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kaisha right now, Lord, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, touch her right now in a mighty and a special way, Lord, Father. Let her walk, Lord, Father God, the path, Lord, Father, that you have set before her, Lord, Father. Let her not vary, Lord, Father. Father, to another path, Lord, Father. We're thanking you for ordering her step this day in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Caitlin Warren, Lord, Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father God, you know her situation, Lord. Father God, you have brought her through, Lord, Father, many surgeries, Lord, Father, and we know that you're bigger than cancer this day, Lord, Father. Father God, we're here to serve cancer notice this day, Lord, Father, that we serve an awesome and powerful God, and nothing is too hard for him this day, Lord, Father. So, Father, we ask you, oh God, to touch Caitlin this day. Continue to strengthen her, Lord, Father. Father God, as she continues to trust and believe in you, Lord. Father God, as she continues to encourage others this day, Lord, Father. Father, give her the strength this day, Lord, Father. For, Father, you said, by your stripes that we are healed, Lord, Father. And we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you, oh God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Fred, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus over him this day, Lord, Father. Father, as we speak healing and deliverance, Lord, Father, and salvation, Lord, Father God, for him this day, oh God. That, Father, the next time, Lord, Father, that we hear from him, Lord, Father, we will hear, Lord, Father God, the change, Lord, Father. And, Father God, the testimony, oh God, will come forth this day, Lord, Father, out of his mouth, Lord, Father. Knowing, Lord, Father, the God that you are, that nothing is too hard for you this day. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Brian, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. Father God, we send no weapons that is formed against him, O God, shall prosper. Father God, we ask you to show up and show out, Lord Father. Intervene on his behalf, Lord Father. Father God, we're thanking you, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you, O God, the fivefold ministry, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over your man and woman of God, Father, that are standing flat-footed, O God, upon your word, Lord Father, warning, teaching, and preparing your people and saying, O God, what thus say the Lord. Father, we ask you to refresh, refill, rejuvenate them, O God. Father God, keep that hedge of protection round about them, O God. Father, I say no weapons that is formed against them, O God, shall prosper, Lord. Father God, let them not be weak nor weary, Lord, Father God, bringing forth the word, Lord, Father, but let them continue to stand strong, Lord, Father God, in you, Lord, Father. And Father, we say thank you. Now, Father, we hold before you, Lord, Father, all those today, Lord, Father, that have been trafficked, Lord, Father, that has been kidnapped, Lord, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet. And, Father God, we come against every trafficker, every kidnapper this day, Lord, Father. Father God, rendering their assignment null and void, Lord, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, to expose right now, Lord Father, wherever they may be, Lord Father, break it up right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you, O God, for hearing prayers today, Lord Father, bringing those home right now, Lord Father. And Father, for those that are no longer here, Lord Father, Father God, we ask, Lord Father, to comfort, O God, their families this day, O God. Give them peace right now within their hearts right now, Lord. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our children and our grandchildren this day, O God. Father God, as they're in school, Lord Father, on their way to school, Lord, Father God, see the blood covering, Lord, Father God, that school bus, Lord, Father. Father God, those school grounds this day, Lord, Father. Those that are even walking to school this day, Lord. Father God, let them arrive there safely, Lord. Father, as we cancel their assignment of the enemy right now, rendering it null and void, O God. Father God, as we come against trafficking, child molestation, Lord, Father. Father God, bullying right now, gun violence, Lord, Father God. Father, we're just saying thank you for keeping them, Lord, Father God, in the ark of safety this day, Lord. Thank you for seeing the blood, Lord. Father God, thank you for bringing them home safely, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we fail not to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord, Father. We're thanking you, Lord, Father God, for being, Lord, Father, just a breath away, O God. O God, we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, that we can call upon you, Lord, Father. And, Father God, you hear our prayers this day, Lord, Father. We thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O God. Now, Father, as I hold before you, Lord, Father, the speaker of the hour, Pastor Bolin, Lord, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord, Father. I say no weapons that is formed against him, O God, shall prosper. I thank you, O God, for seeing the blood covering him, Lord. Father, I thank you for your hedge of protection round about him, Lord. Father God, I thank you, Father, as you decrease him, Lord, Father, you increase in him, Lord, Father. I thank you, O God, for the blood covering the word as it comes forth, Lord, Father. Father God, that there may be no backlash, Lord, Father God, from the word coming forth, Lord, Father. Father God, I ask you to use him this day, Lord Father, in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Father God, give the people the ears to hear, Lord Father, and their heart to receive, Lord Father. Father God, unstop their deaf ears and break up that stony heart right now, Lord Father. Father, we say thank you, Lord. And Father, that they may go and run with the word, Lord Father, and you may take them, Lord Father, another step farther, Lord Father, in the word, Lord Father, drawing others this day, O God, into your kingdom, Lord Father. For Father, we take you not for granted, Lord Father. We thank you for covering the airways under the blood, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for the listeners, Lord Father, this day, Lord Father. We thank you for covering them under the blood, Lord. Father God, you know what each and every one of them are in need of this day, Lord Father. And Father God, we're thanking you for supplying all their needs, Lord Father, not some, Lord Father, but all their needs, Lord Father. And we pray, oh God, that Father, someone, Lord Father, may hear the word this day, repent, and give their life to you this day, Lord Father, knowing, oh God, that the safest place to be this day is in you this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you, I glorify, and I magnify you. Lord, I just thank you for just showing up and showing out this day. I thank you, oh God, that everything that the enemy meant for our bad, oh God, I thank you for turning it around, oh God, for our good this day. Father, we say thank you. Father, as we continue to call those things that are not as though they are this day, Father, we say thank you. We glorify and we magnify you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you woke up this morning and you have already gone to school, you have already went about your business, and you did not thank God today, you ought to stop what you're doing and say, Lord, please forgive me for not even saying thank you for waking me up this morning clothed in my right mind. We take it so much for granted each and every day that we wake up. Remember, people, every day is a gift. No day is promised to us. No day is promised to us. So you ought to be thanking God when you wake up in the morning. Thank you, Lord. Doesn't take anything to say thank you. These are, you know, the things that we say, we learn to say thank you. You are welcome. From the time you were small, I don't know about today, but I know that's how I was brought up. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Or we say good night from the islands, not good evening, but you know, yes, ma'am, no, sir, yes, sir. You know, our Creator, we should have no problem saying thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. It was not an alarm clock that wake you up this morning. And if you feel it was an alarm clock that wake you up this morning, I beg you to go to that graveyard, set the alarm clock wherever your loved ones is at, and make sure that that alarm clock wake them up just like you figure that that alarm clock wake you up this morning. Amen. Let me just give you that encouraging word today before I decrease and bring before you the speaker of the hour. Amen. It says, death is no more than passing from one room into another. But there's a difference for me, you know, because in that other room, I shall be able to see. I'm going to read that again. Death is no more than passing from one room into another. But there's a difference for me, you know, because in that other room, I shall be able to see, trusting that you understand that. Because when there is no longer breath in the body, when you can no longer see and those eyes are permanently closed, the breath in your body is no more. We are trusting that you die in the Lord, that when you go to that other room, you're able to see that light and that darkness. Hallelujah. I just say thank you for the man that's going to bring forth this word today. No matter what it is that he is going through, always push forward about God's business. And we know that God has not brought just him, but through his family as well, through many things. And we thank God that he is still running for God. Where many will give up, he continues to press forward. This is why it's so good to have like-minded people round about you, to encourage you, to pray for you, to lift you up when you're feeling weak. You know, I just say thank God for people like that that you have round about you. I know for a fact that I can call him and I can say, Pastor Bolin, I need prayer. I can text him and I can say, Pastor Bolin, can you pray for me? Can you pray for this situation? And without a shadow of a doubt, I know that he will intervene for whatever it is that I ask him to help me touch and agree with. And when you can get those kind of people in your life, you will begin to see changes. You will begin to see changes. You will not go to the dark side, but you will look to the light. Why? Because they are walking in the light. They are touching and agreeing with you. When your faith is low and you touch and you agree with them and they touch and agree with you, the energy, you know, when your battery is low and you just put another strong battery in there, it boosts it up. So the energy now is like you're able to do whatever it is that you need to do in this time. And I'm telling you, this man of God, he failed not to bring forth the word. He failed not to pray. He failed not to do God's business. So I'm trusting that you have went and tell a friend today to come forth and hear this awesome word today that is coming forth. And if you have not, I ask you, we're in a technology world, so you may be at work and you on the computer. Go ahead. We still use email. Go ahead and email them and tell them to come and hear an awesome man of God. Go ahead, call, text right now, Lord. And we say, Lord, just show up and show out today. Those of you that are listening on another device and you may want to encourage the man of God, you may have a question for the man of God. The calling number is 347-857-3925 and press the number 1. For those of you that are listening live, all you have to do is press the number 1. For those of you that have Blog Talk Radio, the chat is open, and you can put your questions in there, your encouragement, And trust me, the man of God will hear about it. Amen. So while I'm trusting that you was doing all that while I was still talking to you. Amen. So I'm going to now decrease as I bring forth to you the man of the hour, the one that's going to bring forth the word as God give it to him. I now decrease as Pastor Carl Bolin increase. Pastor Bolin?
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am just thankful to have another opportunity to be before you. I just thank Minister Diane, and I want to commend you, Minister Diane, for your time, your effort, and the work that it takes to keep Blog Talk working. I just thank God that you have carried on in the absence and the homegoing of the founder of this all. So I just thank you so much because it takes work, believers. I want you to understand this. Your entire life is filled with work. I don't know why this thought stayed in my mind yesterday, and I'm believing that it's pertinent to somebody right now because Jesus said, my Father is always at work, and I am too. And I know that's going to be one of my studies, so I'm still working on that. But I want you to understand, from the time that you've been born, it took work to get you into this world. It takes work for you to stay in this world. And it's going to take work, watch this, for you to get over into eternity. Why? Because the Bible says work out your own soul salvation.
Come on, man.
I didn't come to preach today, but I came to teach. But that is just stirring in my spirit as I listen to Minister Diane talk, as I listen to the prayers that she offered up. And I want to say this to everyone that you already know, but I'm going to, it's my testimony. From having cancer twice last year, after I had the last surgery in December, when I started in the ministry that I'm in now with the senior pastor, and we both came up in ministry together. We were ordained by the same man. These were the words that I said to him when he said, he called me Bolarola. He said, Bolarola, you know you're a miracle. I said, you know I am. All of us are. But here's my mission going forward. And I said, here's my prayer that I said to God. Since you told the devil no 3 times in my life and he can't have me through cancer, I need you to get me to where you want me to be, to what you want me to do for the rest of my life. And I'm not ashamed to say this. I'll be 64 years old this year. I'm thankful to be 64. As a matter of fact, I was in a conference and training thing on this past Saturday, and when someone found out how old I was, they said, you got to be kidding. I said, what do you mean? He said, man, you don't look 64. I said, I've been married for 40 years this May. And it started a conversation. I want you all to catch this because I prayed the prayer of Jabez. Lord, expand my territory. Expand my territory. And since January, Minister Diane, my circle has expanded. My Lord, my God. That is nobody but God. The Lord has allowed me to travel in the circles with my pastor, and he was anxious to tell me. He said, Bolarola, I got to pull you in. Well, what do you mean? I have sat with the delegate of our state and now about to sit down with a senator that I can't name right now, but we are about to have a meeting with the senator concerning our church. And watch this. He ran in his circles. Someone is talking about our school at our church, and he wants to come to our church to view the school and see what grants he can get us. Lord, expand my territory. I said all that to say this. It all started last month and the fast that I brought before you. Remember last month's lesson? Fasting forward. I'm still there, but I'm going to expand it today. So let's get into this. The thought I want to leave with you today is the antithesis of forward. And this ties in to fasting forward when you hear what the word antithesis means. But with that title and that thought, I want to ask a question. What is it that makes us go back? The antithesis of forward, what is it that makes us go back? Turn with me to Genesis, the 19th chapter. And we'll be looking at this from the ESV Bible, the English Standard Version Bible. It reads thus, but Lot's wife behind him looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. But I like the way it's written in the Amplified Bible because it gives us a little more in-depth view of what actually took place. So from the Amplified Bible, it reads thus, but Lot's wife from behind him foolishly, longingly, I want you to highlight that, look back toward Sodom in an act of disobedience. I want you to highlight that. And she became a pillar of salt. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you now thanking you for all that has been said and done. I thank you now, Master, for giving me the opportunity to teach your word. And because of that, Master, I say thank you. That lets me understand that I am walking in my purpose. And now, Master, as according to your word in the book of Corinthians, the second chapter, that I yield myself now to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I give you permission to demonstrate yourself through me now, to speak through me on behalf of the living God, to speak to me on behalf of the Savior, Christ Jesus, that you, Holy Spirit, is he who searches the deep things of God, a.k.a. GoogleGod.com. Father, have your way right now and open the ears and the souls of your people, but yet renewing the souls of your people through this word. In Jesus' holy name, amen. The antithesis of forward. What is it that makes us go back? I introduced to us last month the subject, fasting forward. And that was based on Ezra, the 8th chapter, verses 21 through 23. And I want to read that. It reads as thus, then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God, to seek from him a safe journey for ourselves, our children, and all our goods. For I was ashamed to ask the king for a band of soldiers and horsemen to protect us against the enemy on our way, since we had told the king, the hand of our God is for good on all who seek him, and the power of his wrath is against all who forsake him. So we fasted and implored our God for this, and he listened to our entreaty. So therefore, I asked the question from last month's instruction based upon the scripture. And that question is, have you fasted since your initial 21 or 21-day fast from January? Now, I know some have entered into the Lent season of fast. But what I'm after today and for the rest of this year is for your fasting not to be a ritual thing any longer, but that you fast forward. So I'm going to challenge you today based upon this scripture. But yet we are going to examine the scripture. We're going to study as Paul told Timothy, and we're going to break scripture down today because studying is different from reading. Studying is different from a devotional. Are you with me? So Ezra said, then I proclaimed the fast at the river Ahava that we might humble ourselves before the Lord to seek him for a safe journey. I want you to highlight that. For ourselves, our children, and all our goods. And I want you to notice the instruction that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him a safe journey. Mm-hmm. There it is, a safe journey. What is a journey? Is it a one-time event or is it continual? It's continual. And that's the point. We as believers and followers of Christ Jesus oftentimes fail to be continual in the instructions given to us through scripture. And as with much of the case, we only obtain a one-time result of it. In other words, as I introduced this Ezra piece last month, I urge pastors, ministers, and saints to set aside one day a month at your choosing to fast in accordance to the instructions Ezra gave. Now, please don't misunderstand me here. I am simply giving you a biblical insight on how to stay in the will of God consistently. Are you with me? Because if you read the entire 8th chapter of Ezra, you will see how God blessed them tremendously and continuously and protected them on their journey from the Babylon slavery back to Jerusalem. And let me just say this quickly. Those at my church who follow those instructions received from God. Listen at these testimonies from those who heard me teach this lesson, because I brought it to our ministry. One brother lost his job on January the 2nd. But by January the 20th, not only did he have a new job, God gave him a huge increase. My Lord, my God. A young man was evicted on January the 3rd, and he had a new place on January the 10th. A newlywed couple was in a battle for custody of the man's son at the beginning of the fast with his former girlfriend, friend, who lied to the court, only to have God step in and give them favor, and the case was dropped. Oh, my God. I'm excited about this. Why? Because they followed the instructions of the fast in January from Ezra. Are you with me? So based upon January and February's testimonies of God blessing their journey thus far, wouldn't you be encouraged to continue with the Ezra fast instruction? But yet some have chosen not to. Why? The subject of today, the antithesis of forward. Simply put, antithesis is the opposite of something. Antithesis is the opposite of instruction and direction. And I'm going to encourage you all to go look it up, because you're going to see a bunch of stuff. But this is the simplicity of it that I'm giving to you today. Remember this. Preaching inspires us to trust God and believe in God, but teaching instructs us on how to obey and serve God through his word. See the difference? This is why I love teaching God's word, Minister Diane, and more importantly, allowing the Holy Spirit to teach me the innermost things of God. That's John 16:7. Y'all look that up. But when you want to be led by the Holy Spirit, look at 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verses 10 through 13. I'll be reading that from the ESV Bible. It says, these things God has revealed to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything. That's why I say, when you want to Google God, you got to Google the Holy Spirit, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the spirit of that person which is in him? So also, no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Wow. Verse 12, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given to us by God. Verse 13, and we impart this in words. That's what I'm doing today. Not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. So let's get into this thing. The antithesis of forward. Genesis 19:26. But Lot's wife behind him looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. What is it that makes us look back? Now let's listen to this again from the Amplified Bible. But Lot's wife from behind him foolishly, longingly looked back toward Sodom in an act of disobedience. Wow. And she became a pillar of salt. For the first 21 days of January, or whatever the amount of days your ministry chose to fast, you did it. You did it with excitement, anticipation, and I hope more importantly, expectation. I wish I had time to dive deeper into expectation, because if your faith is progressing, then you must move from the thought, I hope God will, into the thought, I'm expecting God to. Lord have mercy. That's a good place right there to say amen. That's one of the greatest revelations God gave me. Because, yes, we are always hearing, have hope in God. But God wants us to progress from hope to expectancy because he's God, Jesus Christ. You know when God revealed that to me? He did it through the book of Genesis when he created everything. From verses, I believe, 1 through 13, it says, and God said, and God said, and God said. And after every time God said something, he created something. We ought to grow from hope to expecting the God who created everything that he will do what his word says he will. Are you with me? So when the fast ended in January, what did we do? We broke it. We ate. But what else did we humanistically do thereafter? We went back into our human natural characteristics. We settled back into what we know as normal, what we know that is comfortable to us, what we feel is comfortable to us. Why is that? The antithesis of holy. So I'm going to cut through the chase of this and give you the direct instructions from this lesson, and then I'm going to build it. I know theologically they teach us to build it, but you know what? I'm like Jesus. I'm a lawbreaker. I'm going to break the law today and heal on the Sabbath. So I'm going to give it to you. And that is simply this. For this year, based on Ezra the 8th, chapter 21 through 23, and this lesson here today, I want to encourage you to go forward and don't look back. My Lord, my God. Minister Diane, that made my spirit jump when God dropped that into my spirit. Go forward and don't look back because Lot's wife is the example. Are you with me? Because these were the instructions that were given to Lot's wife from the Amplified Bible. But Lot's wife from behind him foolishly, longingly looked back toward Sodom in an act of disobedience. So she didn't obey what she was told to do. And what happened? She became a pillar of salt. So my question is, what is it that makes us go back? Why do we go or look back? Let's talk about it. This is Blog Talk. It's familiar to our flesh. That's why we look back. Because we have a fear of the future, or better yet, the unknown. As you can probably tell, this has seized my spirit, and I'm glad about it. Why? Because I want to keep fasting forward into the purpose to which God has ordained me, my family, my daughter, my grandson, my church, and that God protect my journey for 2024. Isn't that what Ezra prayed and instructed to do? Are you with me? But it's going to take you to become intentional about it. It's not going to happen on its own. So let's examine Lot's wife. She was instructed not to look back. She was pointed in the right direction to go forward. But what happened? She was looking back at what she knew in spite of the angel warning her not to do so. Does that sound familiar? I'm going to throw myself up under the bus. I know early on in my walk with the Lord, I was told to do things, and I didn't. And I got the results of disobedience, my Lord, my God. So she was looking back at what she knew. She was comfortable with what was because her nature was connected to what she was familiar with. And guess what? We are all guilty of it. That's right. We are all guilty of it. I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you that I'm perfect. As a matter of fact, from that thought, I want to help you out with something that you've heard a long time about perfection. There is no perfection in the flesh. That is spiritual. And I'm going to make it easy for you. When we become born again in Christ Jesus, as Jesus told Nicodemus in the third chapter of St. John, your spirit man was perfected. And it is from your spirit man that he encouraged us to strive towards perfection. But your flesh will always let you down. And see, I've seen people get so caught up in being perfect in the flesh that when they do make a mistake, they quit. And that's why you got your perfection on the wrong side. You have your thought towards perfection on the wrong side. So from that thought of us dealing with the familiar and the question, what is it that makes us look back? Turn to Romans, the 7th chapter, verse 23. Romans 7, 23 from the ESV Bible. But I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. The battle for control over our minds is there every day we wake up. And this is the fight which becomes the antithesis of forward. And we must choose to be intentional with this fight through God's word and obedience on our part. So what can I do, Pastor Bowen? I'm glad you asked. In your spiritual walk, you have to choose to follow your new nature, meaning you choose not to follow your old nature because your new nature is tied to the spirit. Your new nature is tied to your relationship, catch this here, to the third person of the eternal Godhead, the Holy Spirit. That's why I gave you John 16 and 7. For instance, if you're tempted with lust, but you immediately remove yourself from the temptation, guess what you do? You starve the old self. If you're tempted with pride and you remember your dependence upon God, then you begin to starve your old self. Are you with me? We have to make choices. You have to make choices. Maybe 100 a day to put the old nature aside and follow your new nature that is becoming like Christ. So in short, familiarity of the flesh becomes the antithesis of moving forward. Today is good news. Our forward depends on who we are following into the unknown and our willingness to be obedient to the instructions given. Let's look at it. Let's examine scripture. Let's dig into this. Let's study to show ourselves approved today. Let's look at Genesis, the 19th chapter. We're going to begin reading at the verse 15 from the English Standard Version Bible. As morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be swept away in punishment of the city." So Lot was instructed by the angel. But catch what he immediately did in verse 16. But he lingered. I want you to highlight that. The antithesis of going forward. That's it right there. I can almost tell you to read Genesis, the 19th chapter, and highlight, but he lingered. I can have prayer and close this up right now because that's the antithesis of going forward. But God wants you to catch and understand what is it that causes us to go back or look back. So the Bible says, Lot lingered. So the men seized him and his wife and his two daughters by the hand, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside of the city. My Lord, my God. That's how much God loves us. That's why God put people in our lives, as Minister Diane made mention to earlier, that throughout your Christian journey, there are always going to be seasons in your life, and there also are going to be people in your life based on that season. And they may leave after that season, but God has them in your life at that particular time in your season to lead you through. My Lord, my God. So the Bible says that the men, which were the angels, seized him and his wife and his daughters by the hand, the Lord being merciful to him. And they brought him outside of the city. I want you to see that, but I want you to highlight, but Lot lingered. The fear of the unknown of going forward. Are you with me? So let's keep digging into this. Verse 17, as they brought them out, highlight that because God always wants to bring us out. One said, escape for your life. My Lord, my God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I got to give God praise right there. Escape for your life. Fasting forward. I gave that to you last month. That's the escape for your life. Do not look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Escape. There it is again. Escape to the hills, lest you be swept away. I want to give you a teaching principle, because when you study the Bible, you need a method to help you pull things out. And one of the methods that I use from the word SMART and through the acronym of SMART, S is for see it, M is for market, A is for analyze it, R is for reflect, and T is for teach it. So in this SMART method of teaching, they teach, it teaches you to highlight and pay attention to words repeated. And here it is. In this scripture, escape is here twice. That means it's important. So it says escape for your life. The escape for your life in God is going forward. Remember what I said at the beginning of this teaching? I said, I'm going to cut through the chase and give it to you now. Go forward and don't look back. And the scripture just supported my train of thought. Are you with me? And what was Lot's response? Genesis 19 and 18. And Lot said to them, oh, no, my Lord. Well, hold on here. Let's pump the brake right there and put a pin on it. You identified, Lot, that these men were angels and that the angels spoke to you and your family and told you to get up and leave and escape for your life, and you're now saying, oh, no. First you lingered, and now you're saying, oh, no. You see how dangerous human nature is? That's why Paul wrote in Romans that this war is raging. I don't care how saved you think you are in a fleshly body, and the fight is going to be there until Jesus come back. So Lot says, oh, no, my Lord. Behold, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have shown me great kindness in my life. But, you see that there? He said, but, I cannot escape to the hills unless the disaster overtake me and die. I want to ask a question. Where did Lot get that last thought from? So the angel did not say that. He said the opposite. Uh-oh, that's the antithesis of going forward. So our forward depends on who we are following and the instructions given to follow as we walk to and through the unknown. Are you with me? Listen to this quote from Pastor Warren W. Wiersbe. He says, in the Christian life, if you do not go forward, you go backward. Isn't that what Lot's saying? My Lord, my God. There is no permanent standing still. Are you with me? Yes, sometimes in life we need to stand still for a moment. But God always wants us to move forward towards him. As I said to my pastor, and he's been a friend of mine for 20, let's see, my daughter's 29, so I've known this brother for almost 30 years now. When we talked about what I've gone through for 2023, I said, I can say this to you because you know me. And I don't say this with no arrogance, but I say it with all humbleness, which is this. I am thankful God brought me through what he did in 2023, but now it's time to go forward. I don't want to stay stuck there. You with me? Yes, God performed the miracle, and I continually give God his praise. As a matter of fact, Minister Diane, me and my pastor was talking about this, and I shared it with him. I said, let me show you how thankful I am. In 2023, when I found out in April that I had cancer again, three people that I knew have died. And guess what? Another pastor friend lost his wife to cancer last week. But yet I'm still here. So I don't want you all to get this twisted. Yes, I have every reason to be thankful. But you know what, Minister Diane, the indebtedness of that mean to me? since you left me here, Lord, and these three people that I knew you have left, you, they have gone to the other side, then I need to go forward into what you kept me here for beyond a shadow of a doubt. Expand my territory, Lord. Are you with me? Because I want you to catch that, because we have to analyze where we are in God. And watch this. As believers in Christ, we must be able to see God in our lives where we are as it pertains to the scripture. So I said God is expanding my territory. So I'm about to be able to sit down with a senator sometime soon here. But yet on Saturday, I was in a training seminar headed by Dr. Aaron McNair II, Aaron McNair Jr., and his church is Mount Moriah Community Church in Raleigh, South Carolina. And this young man has wrote a book called Culture, The Culture Change. And as we begin to talk, now watch this. I'm the only dude on this conference without a degree. And when we begin to go around the room and he asks questions of certain things, here's what I said in the room with all these people, Minister Diane. And it brought the room to a standstill because they asked the question, what's holding God's people back? What is it? What can you put your hand on? And I said these words. One of the problems that plague the body of Christ is we suffer from information overload. And the whole room came to a standstill. So let me explain it to you in a good way. But we need to slow this thing down so people can grab it. We preach a new message every week. But I want to ask you a question. How do you know they put the last message in effect? How do you know they applied it to their lives? What do you have in place to ensure that, or yet help the people go forward on what you preached last week? Because we're in so much of a rush to get to the next new message, people are not getting the last message. And now you have piled more information on top of that. And that young man said these words, Minister Diane, my Lord, my God, wow, I know who your pastor is. He said, Pastor, you sure enough got a gift down there with you. And, of course, my pastor was amazing. And everybody had that deer in the headlight look. But guess what they said? You on to something, Pastor. I said, here's what I have introduced to my pastor. When you preach, let me teach from that word that you preach at least the next week after you preach it, so that people can ask questions at Bible study so they can get it. Are you with me? That's what I'm talking about. And that's just me. I don't know what your pastor is teaching. I'm not telling you to go against your pastor, but what I am teaching you is make sure you can grab the word and apply it to your life, because if you can't do that, that word is no good to you. So let's keep this thing moving. So, yes, God may tell us to stand still for a moment, but God always wants us to move towards him. Look at Revelation 4:1 from the ESV Bible. It says, after this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet says, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. There it is. There it is in Scripture. I preached this back in December before I had my surgery at our church. Come up here. Now watch this, these three words. I'm going to break them down for you. Come is an invitation. Up is a direction. And here is a location. Come is an invitation. Up is a direction. And here is a location. Are you with me? Because God always wants us to come, and he and we always say it, he whosoever will, let him come. Jesus is always inviting us to come to him because he is an inclusive God. Up is a direction. He wants us to go in the direction up towards him, up from what we think. That's what repentance is. Repentance is simply a change of mind. And when you change your mind and your thinking, you change the direction that you're going in. And here is a location. The first two things sets us up to arrive at where God wants us to be. Here. Good God Almighty. Isn't that what Jesus said? And it's twofold. Jesus said, I will that you will be where I am. That's twofold. Most people only equate that to going to heaven. But Jesus also wants us to be where he is in the earth. Isn't that what the prayer he taught us to pray? He taught his disciples to pray. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, God, I'm trying not to preach this thing. But if we don't connect to Jesus through the relationship of the Holy Spirit, we cannot come up here to where he desires for us to be. The antithesis of forward. Are you with me? Listen to this scripture about your car. I'm going to break your car down for you. When you sit in your car, the front window.
Pastor Bolin, are you still there with us? Because if you're talking, we're not hearing you now, and it's getting too interested. The call has dropped. That's all right. I know he will be calling back. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. I tell you, I'm trusting that you're taking heed to this word, that you are receiving the word as it comes forth today. And we're just waiting right now for him to call back in, for him to continue with the word. Ain't the word awesome? Are you feeding off the word today? Are you going forward and not looking back? Are you going forward? Go forward today and don't look back. He dropped so much nuggets that I was just there just making notes. And one of the notes that I wrote was the question he asked, what makes us look back? What is it that is making you look back today? Because he said, because it's a familiar, it is familiar with the flesh. That's what caused us to look back. We are in a fleshly body instead of being in a spiritual one. But we're in the world and we're not of the world. Amen? So, what are you looking back today for? Another one was the fact about, you know, the fear of going forward to the unknown. That's what caused us to linger. That's what caused us to linger because we don't know what's ahead. We don't know what's ahead. So what do? We are afraid to go forward. We are afraid to fail. We just stay in the familiar. We stay in the comfort zone. We don't want to get out of that comfort zone. Hallelujah. Hang on just 1 minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So remember today, I'm still trying to see if he can get back in today. See, this is what happens when the message is getting, you know, so good. The message getting so good that here it is, you can't even hear the rest of the message. Devil is busy, but it's covered under the blood. It's covered under the blood. And I wanted to hear what he was talking about with the car, per se, because, you know, I don't even want to touch that because your car have that forward, and what is forward drive, you know, but hey, I'm not going to touch that, intervene on that. I'm just praying that he will be able to pick up this message, whether tomorrow or the next time that he comes on. And if y'all have any questions on what it is that he was talking about, I'm trusting that you wrote it down, that the next time that he is on here, that you're able to ask the question. Don't be afraid, you know, to ask a question. That's the only way that you're going to understand. That's the only way that you're going to learn what is being taught today. And you'll be surprised of another person that wanted to ask that question but was afraid to ask the question. And guess what? You ask the question, and they're like, thank you, Lord, that somebody asked that question. I wanted to ask that question. So remember that no question is a dumb question. If you don't understand, guess what? You do not understand. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's better to get understanding than going about thinking that, you know it when you don't. Amen. But if you have missed the teaching that was coming forward from Pastor Boland earlier, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries and go ahead and just click on that link, and you can hear the message from the beginning up until when the call drop. I know that we've been getting phone issues, and this is not from now, but to God be the glory, and we thank God for what we have gotten thus far. So go ahead, visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and go ahead and click on that link, and you can hear the message from the beginning. If you have not liked and follow us, go ahead and do so. And go ahead and drop a comment under that segment of Blog Talk Radio that you have listened to. You could, you know, post your questions there. You can post your comment there as well. It is time to talk about it. Amen. Don't be afraid or ashamed. God got you if you only believe today. If God had laid it upon your heart to sow a seed into this broadcast to continue, keep it going on air, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and go ahead and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to Logion International Ministry, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that is P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. You know, it's that time for us to raise donation for this broadcast. So find it not robbery And know that no donation is too big or too small. Amen. Again, we do ask that you specify what your donation is for. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast, Time to Talk About It. And log this number in your phone. Lock it in. 347-857-3925. And you can tell a friend that they're able to join and listen to the broadcast, or you may be able to tune in. Just visit our Facebook page, click that link. Or if you have Blog Talk Radio, it is Time to Talk About It. So let us all begin to talk about it today. There's so much that we can talk about. Maybe God has laid it upon your heart, you know, to share your testimony with someone. He has given you a word. Go ahead and share it with us. Don't be afraid. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line. That calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. for our Facebook Live service. And for those of you that don't have Facebook, you can still tune into the service via that conference line. Again, that conference line number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Bible Talk. So come on and join us as we learn more about the Bible. And it's not just back then, but to show you that the word is still real and still present to this day. Amen. Again, that very important number, two numbers. You have the number for this broadcast, and you have that other number that connects you to the prayer line. It connects you to the Sunday service. It also connects you to Bible Talk. Again, that number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank God for the word that came forth today. We thank God for the pastor that brought the word, Pastor Carl Boland. And he joins us every fourth Wednesday of the month. I tell you all to run, tell a friend to come and hear the word. Don't be selfish. Don't keep it to yourself. And let us continue to be our brothers and sisters keepers. Let us pray one for another. Amen. So join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, you be blessed.
All your needs.
As soon as I stop.
I stop worrying.
Worrying how the story ends.
When I let go.
I let go.
And I let
God.
Let him have.
Let God have his way.
That's when things
start
happening. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. As soon as I stop worrying.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yeah.